This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Isabel Bowie. Date of birth is April 17, 1963. Case ID number is 301-3001. Date of exam, May 3, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Rio Grande Regional Hospital, dated 8/12/21, from Dr. Adrian Gomez. And also medical records from Dr. Cessa Uriba. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies having been exposed to COVID-19 or having had it. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. She has since had 2 vaccines and a booster for COVID-19. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old separated female with 3 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic pancreatitis and pseudocysts, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with neuropathy of the hands and feet, decreased vision, hypothyroidism, constipation, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in August of 2021, where she worked as a CNA for 20 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her sister and daughter, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, chronic pancreatitis and pseudocysts. Number 2, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with neuropathy of the hands and feet. Number 3, decreased vision. Number 4, hypothyroidism. Number 5, constipation. Number 6, hypertension. History of allegations. Number 1, chronic pancreatitis and pseudocysts. And number 5, constipation. The claimant states that in August of 2021, she was having problems with chronic pancreatitis, a pseudocysts with constipation. She was hospitalized for 10 days. She was dismissed from the hospital and then had to return and had surgery on April the 15th, 2022, to remove a basketball-sized cyst from her abdomen. She states the character of the pain as a stabbing pain located in the left lower quadrant, which would radiate to her back, and she states that she would have the pain for 6 hours. At the present time, she doesn't have much discomfort as she did before. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea 3 times per day, and occasional episodes of constipation with weakness. She denies melena or hematemesis. She did lose 30 pounds in 1 month, and she is presently not able to eat red meat or greasy foods and is on a soft food diet at this time. She was diagnosed with chronic pancreatitis secondary to a very active pseudocyst, which was removed in April of 2022 at McAllen Medical Center. At the present time, she is recovering from surgery and has difficulty with the examination. Her abdomen is very tender at this time. Allegation number 2, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with neuropathy of the hands and feet. The claimant states that in 2007 she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 115 pounds. She denies any retinopathy or nephropathy, but states that she does have polyneuropathy of her hands and feet. She also denies any cardiovascular disease at this time. She checks her blood glucose once per day and states it usually comes out between 130 to 200 mg/dL, but states that it has been as high as 490. Her last blood glucose level was 118. At the present time, she's on diet control and appears to be doing fairly well. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was. Allegation number three, decreased vision. The claimant states that in August of 2021, she was having difficulty with both eyes, secondary to diabetic retinopathy. The claimant does wear bifocals and is nearsighted, has hypertension and diabetes. She denies any glaucoma or any trauma to her eyes. She has difficulty with both eyes, and she does wear glasses. The claimant also states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision is poor. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/50. Her condition at this time is stable and has been corrected with glasses. Allegation number four, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 1992, she was having difficulty with her thyroid function. She is presently on levothyroxine, 150 micrograms POQD. She states she was having problems with hair loss, weakness, lack of energy, mild depression, and not being able to move around as she did before. She also states that she was mildly swollen. Her thyroid level at this time is normal, and her condition is being treated and stable at this time. Allegation number six, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2001, she was having shortness of breath and frontal headaches that would sometimes radiate to the back part of her head, which was diagnosed on a routine physical exam. She was also having symptoms of blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. She also denies any nephropathy at this time. Her blood pressure at this visit is 114 over 75 mmHg. She is presently taking lisinopril 10 milligrams POQD. Her blood pressure at this time appears to be stable. Family history. The father died at the age of 84 from heart failure and a myocardial infarction. The mother died at the age of 37 from septic shock and hepatitis. Medications, acetaminophen with codeine, number 3, 300 milligrams / 30 milligrams, 1 POQID PRN for pain, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, lisinopril, 10 milligrams QD, levothyroxine, 150 micrograms POQD, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QHS, melatonin, 5 milligrams, 2 tablets, QHS. Miralax at night. Medical problems, hypertension, comma. Non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus being controlled with diet alone. Pancreatitis, secondary to possible alcohol abuse with a pseudocyst, which was removed on April the 15th, 2022. History of hepatic steatosis, hyperlipidemia, comma, history of urinary tract infection. Major surgeries, left knee surgery. Removal of a pancreatic pseudocyst on April the 15th, 2022. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 4 beers per day for 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight is 184 pounds, height 5 feet 2.5 inches, BP 114 over 75 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General. This is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal, and the claimant has mild cataract formation. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also mildly abnormal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. And binocular corrected is 20/50. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, tender, and non-descendant on palpation. The claimant has recently had surgery 2 weeks ago, and it was noted that there were 4 1-centimeter incisions where laparoscopic surgery was performed to remove a large melon-sized cyst from the pancreas. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No other organ manually or mass is appreciated on evaluation, but evaluation was limited secondary to severe tenderness. Extremities. I'm sorry, could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally. As well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the abdomen secondary to a recent surgery that was performed 2 weeks ago for a pancreatic pseudocyst. Mm-hmm. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was not able to perform a lumbar spine flexion and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper extremities. However, the claimant has difficulty with the lower extremities secondary to a recent surgery. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees bilaterally, and the claimant was unable to do a straight leg raise in the supine position secondary to a recent surgery. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She probably needs an assisted device at this time, but did not present with one. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal but decreased. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms secondary to a recent surgery. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to a recent surgery. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for abdominal surgery secondary to a pancreatic pseudocyst that was removed. She was unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally at this time, secondary to a recent surgery. There is a mildly abnormal grip strength of plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant does have some limitations in her visual fields and in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to weakness at this time from a recent surgery. Probable diagnoses. Number one, chronic pancreatitis / pseudocyst removal - confirmed with physical examination and medical records, has been recently treated and appears to be recovering at this time. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus with neuropathy of the hands and feet, being treated with diet at this time, appears to be well controlled. Allegation number three, decreased vision, confirmed with physical examination, has been treated with bifocals. She may need to go back for a revision of her glasses. Number four, hypothyroidism - being treated at this time, appears to be well controlled, normal thyroid function. Number five, constipation - stable at this time, was secondary to the chronic pancreatitis. Number six, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 114 over 75 mmHg, which is normal. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Isabel Bowie.